Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here at your service and on your side. This year's election. Say it again, Doug. I can't even. The word gets stuck in my throat. Election. If I was in Japan, it'd be an erection. This year's election seems to have. I don't know. It seems like it's going on and on and on. Maybe it's the longest that we've ever experienced. It certainly is nasty. And continues to be that way, although more and more people and more places say, okay, let's move on. Let's, I look at some of the things, the stuff with Neil Cavuto saying, and he ain't one of my favorites, but the claims that Biden, he was on the air yesterday and said something about how is it that you people don't get that Biden did win? And there's more and more of that stuff going back and forth. So what happened in North Carolina? This was not a big, was it, Jennifer? I mean, when you get down to brass tacks, it wasn't a big surprise.
No, it was actually a huge surprise. This was another.
Was it?
I'm guessing you're talking about the Senate race. Is that what you're speaking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, because Cal Cunningham and Tom Tillis.
No, I guess what I was talking about was Trump. I didn't think it was a surprise that Trump was declared the winner in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Tillis, yeah.
But right, it was, that. And I mean, here's the thing. Yes, it was a surprise because people would have thought that he would have been declared the winner on election night. This is just it. Whether the results are changed or not, and I don't know that they will be. I don't think they will be, actually. I think it's 99.9% that the election results will stand as they are. What you're seeing in this country is what California has been dealing with the last several years. We've Californiaed the nation. Mm-hmm. That is that by changing the rules of the election right up before the election, you cause a lot of chaos and you cause a lot of people to doubt the system. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really necessary, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face, that we get this ironed out because this.
When you say this, what do you mean? This, you mean the process?
Because for the media, you have to remember if you're reading headlines and the media says there's no evidence of voter fraud, there's no. The media is telling you that because they want to change the court of public opinion. The media, the mainstream news media, is not favorable to Republicans. It is not favorable to President Trump. It has got its own agenda. And so when they say there's no evidence of anything, that's crap. There are 131 affidavits that have already been filed. I spoke yesterday to a woman named Linda Payne, who's in charge of the Election Integrity Project. And just in my state of California alone, there are already 2,000 claims of voter fraud. So we've gotten into this place where we just expect voter fraud to happen in elections. And I think we can do better. And I'll tell you why that's beneficial for both sides. In this election, it's going to give people more faith in Joe Biden being elected, like, legitimately, if we let this process play out. That's number one. Long term, don't think that Republicans don't come late to this party because they did in California. So Republicans will do exactly what Democrats did in some of these battleground states, in some of the red states. And then it won't be a fair process for Democrats moving forward. If we don't hammer this stuff out now, it is going to be more political chess than you can even imagine. Mark my words. I know everybody laughed when I talked about universal mail-in ballots.
It's interesting you say that. Yeah, it's interesting you say that because as I look at that scenario that's now presented to us, I'm thinking about all of that. You said something about the news media, and I think you're right. The talk media is on the right, and most of the news media is on the left. So does that balance it out? I don't know. It depends on what you listen to, what you pay attention to as much as anything else. But I think I've been brought up short the last couple of days when I've talked to some people, not necessarily on the air, but off the air about what I've said when I continually gang up on the news media because they're so unfair and biased. And then I'm reminded that most of the talk radio world is skewed just the other way. So then I ramp it up one more degree and think about all of the people in the news media who have been saying that the Republicans were unwilling to work with President Clinton or Barack Obama, yada, yada, yada. Well, turn it around. The last 4 years, the Democrats have refused to work with Trump. You can say, well, he's so difficult to deal with. I don't know that that's the point.
It seemed like they tried in the beginning. I was hopeful in the beginning.
I'm not sure they tried too hard.
Chuck and Nancy, well, but they all knew each other. Trump's known Chuck Schumer for years. He's donated thousands of dollars to his campaigns. In the beginning, it looked like, at least I was hopeful, that they could get something done. They've known each other for decades. But then, you know, everything became partisan.
I feel like we delude ourselves at this point, and this is not our fault as America, the three of us sitting here coming from whatever political perspective, but the parties have diluted the system. So, I mean, it is a civil war right now. So don't pretend, and I'm not talking to anybody individually, that they have our best interests at heart right now, because this is about
they
advancing
being the politician.
Yeah, this is about advancing political narratives.
Yeah.
Correct. So what I'm telling you is not from a perspective as a Trump voter. In fact, I mean, you haven't heard me cry about Trump, none of this stuff. I want to iron this stuff out because this is ground zero, and this is going to be it's going to be a whole new set of people taking advantage so that there is no legitimate outcome. And I know you're going to be like, oh, she sounds like a conspiracy theorist. But there will be no legitimate outcome moving forward if we can't hammer this out right now. So I'm willing to give it the 2 weeks. I'm willing to give it the time to play out. Neil Cavuto can just take a break and relax. And this has happened before.
So,
this is actually not to this extent.
What about this, then?
But
Jennifer, Mike Pompeo refusing to accept the election says the State Department is going to be in a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
Right.
Why would he say something like that?
Because he's pushing back against the media who says, what's going on? Why hasn't Trump conceded yet? My answer would be this. The election vote, and this is my answer, the Electoral College gets together to vote for who's president to create an official president-elect, and they do it on December 12th or 14th, I can't 14th, remember, but the middle of December.
Yeah.
That's when we'll know who the president-elect is. So everybody needs to just relax. I don't think that Trump is going to have to be pulled out by the military. I think that he's going to concede. He's just, you know.
Visualize and that.
Let's hope not. I know that a lot of people joked about that, but that would just be horrific for America.
You want to know what is silly? I'm looking at a list of possible candidates for 2024.
Oh, well, yeah, Kanye, he's already going to run.
No, I'm talking about, this list comes from Sean Spicer, as a matter of fact. He says there's a crowded field of potential Republican candidates, but if Donald Trump wants to run, he will be the candidate, or he 100%. Will decide who the candidate is.
Don't think that he is. He has an opportunity to just go
away.
But he is the most powerful person in the Republican Party right now, and so he has a lot of options ahead of him. Either he takes over for Rush Limbaugh, number one.
Yep.
He forms his own media company to take on.
I think
the
both those things are very possible. Yep.
Number two.
Yeah.
Or he runs again in 2024, which, according to people I've talked to, he's very willing to do. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't,
I think he's going to say that for 4 years, but I think he's going to enjoy not having the responsibility but still getting all the love. My prediction is he'll hold rallies. He'll be, he'll have people in front of him constantly who are telling him how great he is. And we're going to hear about him saying, well, everyone wants me to run, but then when it comes to it, he's not actually going to do it. I wouldn't. I mean, what's the point? He's going to make a lot more money, like all former presidents. He can have everyone adoring him, which is his favorite thing. He's going to have his own network, which is also his favorite thing. He can talk about his amazing ratings.
And
there's no incentive for him to actually want to run and take that job again.
And this is probably why we disagree on Trump, is that everybody who runs for president has a gigantic ego because they believe they're the person who can save the free world. So that's just a check mark. But and I think more importantly, is that as much as people want to say he's a garbage human being, I actually believe he thinks, because of his healthy ego, that he's the one who can help fix America. I don't think he ran for any nefarious reason. I think he ran because he thought he could do it better than all the dummies that were there before him that he used to speak out about.
I don't think he thought he was going to get the job at all.
He was going to create a cable channel.
Well, everyone who was close to him said no one was more surprised than he was.
But that, I think, is such a lie. I don't know. I don't believe that lie. I think how many lies?
Well, you
want to
believe that he's doing the right thing, and everyone else who's look, I grew up around the guy, so I mean, the guy's been in the news my entire life.
But
everything
how many
he
fake
does
stories?
Is for publicity.
I mean, what story that we've heard in the media about him that's been such a big whoa has been true? I mean, he's been come at for 4 years with
you want to know what I think is true? Here's what I think is true. I think that he will replace Rush Limbaugh. I think that they're going to pay him $100 million a year to do that.
Yeah, I think he's going to love his new
life. He'll love that. A couple of hours a day of that.
Yeah.
He'll create a media company for all of his children to work in, and he can take he can steal whoever he wants to from Fox or Newsmax or any of these other outfits that are, you know, the pseudo kind of almost phony networks. And that, I use that term when I get to outfits like Newsmax. But there's an energy. You can't not acknowledge the energy that's around the guy.
Nope. He's saved the Republican Party, and Republicans know it.
Well, the Republican Party, as you know it now, maybe he saved. He didn't save the Republican Party that I grew up with.
He saved the weak Republicans like John McCain, who were not very Republican. Truly, he's a hero, a war hero, but he was not a great politician.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that at all. That sort of slaps at me because I believed that that was the Republican Party that needed to, you know, that was the Republican Party.
No, I wasn't slapping at you. I just believe that John McCain and Mitt Romney are the problem with the Republican Party.
That even more is stiff. 18 half the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillLedge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, post and fees may apply, cover cost information and conditions, equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and LS Consumer Access.org, number 330.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's 23 after the hour on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Music is one of the important things in our lives, so every hour we spend 4 or 5 minutes talking about some of the musical news. For example, here are the Foo Fighters releasing a new music video for Shame Shame, announcing a virtual concert in anticipation of their next album, Medicine at Midnight. I wonder who sits around and comes up with names for these albums. They come up with. Hey, we got to be pretty creative. Anyway, this is from a release. The video is based on an interpretation of a recurring dream that's haunted Dave Grohl since he was a child. The Foo Fighters also released details for a special live stream concert that will air from the Roxy in Hollywood on the 14th, which is what? Is that Friday or Saturday? That's Saturday night, right?
Saturday, yep.
Yeah, okay. 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. Tickets for the show are on sale now, $15. Show will be available to watch for 48 hours from the start of the concert. Would you go to this concert, Jennifer?
No.
In L.A.? What? Why do I remember the Roxy? Where is the Roxy?
Roxy's
that's
famous.
It's on
Sunset, yeah.
Is it on Sunset? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, I was thinking.
Isn't that where Miley just did her performance from?
Yeah.
For the Save Our Stages? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A portion of the proceeds of the show will be donated to the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. There's been a lot of that, hasn't there, around?
Yeah.
Limited merchandise of the concert also available on the website the Foo Fighters have. Concert also features a few behind-the-scenes features, so-called Beer's Eye View. That's a cam that'll take a fan behind the scenes backstage into the thick of the action on stage and the best seat in the house, in essence, if you're watching it that way. That's a lot of times that happens, even a football game or any sports. You sometimes can see it better in the house than you can at the game. Additionally, there'll be footage from a can cam, which is going to be attached to Grohl's beer can.
That's fun.
That sounds fun, yeah. The Foo Fighters announced Medicine Midnight upon debuting Shame Shame on a recent episode of SNL. A record is set to arrive on the 5th of next February. We'll follow their effort Concrete and Gold, which was released in 2017. So that is the latest from the Foo Fighters. Here we get some moldy oldies now at almost 26 after the hour. Guitars played by Jimi Hendrix and Bob Marley have been added to Julian's auction annual sale, Icons and Idols Trilogy Rock and Roll. It's going to take place 1st and 2nd of December. Two of the guitars belong to Hendrix, including a favorite left-handed Fender Stratocaster that he helped Well, he played it during his stints in New York. Helped make those guitars famous. This guitar's serial number indicates it was likely made in 1969. It'll get between $300,000 and $500,000, $500,000 for a guitar.
I think it might even be more than that. Remember, we've been hearing
numbers.
Insane numbers of these auctions during the pandemic. I guess people aren't taking expensive vacations, so they're buying memorabilia.
Yeah.
But the prices of everything are just, you know,
nuts.
They anticipate it'll be $10,000, and it ends up being $250,000 for things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, also with these guitars, an old copy of Life magazine, dated October 3rd, 1969, featuring a photo of Hendrix holding the style 8 guitar, plus a handwritten letter from Jimmy, the Jimi Hendrix experience. Noel Redding was a bassist. He confirmed the guitar was owned by Hendrix and is the same one featured in the Life picture. Julian's also set to sell Marley's rare 1975 Ovation Custom Balladeer acoustic electric guitar. That'll bring between 80 and 100, supposedly. Along with these three guitars, the Icons and Idols sale already features a lot of instruments and memorabilia from a pretty broad mix of artists. Eddie Van Halen's custom-designed 2004 EVH Charvel Art Series guitar, as well as another guitar Van Halen built with his guitar tech. Kurt Cobain's smashed Fender Stratocaster from 1994. 28 and a half after on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Charlie's management team is currently a team of one.
Yeah, I got a meeting, but you keep up the good work. Can you fix that display for me? Did Steve show up today?
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential election remains unresolved. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on the latest election lawsuits.
President Trump's re-election campaign is suing Michigan in a federal court alleging pervasive violations of election law at a vote counting center in Detroit. The lawsuit, accompanied by 234 pages of sworn affidavits, which describes how Republican poll challengers were prevented from having adequate access to observe the counting process, which is in violation of Michigan's election code. This is just one of the many lawsuits filed by the Trump campaign, and Trump communications director Tim Murtaugh reminds everyone,
people want to eat the whole apple in one bite. That's not how this process is going to work. This process is going to take patience. It is going to be methodical, and it may be somewhat lengthy, but we have the time to get there.
USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
The 34th largest state by area, the 7th most populous, and the 10th most densely populated in the Union, Ohio, has issued a new mask mandate as COVID-19 cases are on the rise. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Ohio is enacting new restrictions as the state battles with a spike in COVID cases. Hospitalizations for the disease have nearly tripled since September, and the state has added more than 50,000 new cases in the last 2 weeks. Governor Mike DeWine reissued his public mask mandate on Wednesday, also requiring all businesses to post notices of a face covering requirement at all of their entrances, requiring all stores to make sure their customers are wearing masks, and creating a new retail compliance unit to enforce those mandates. In an address to the state, DeWine asked Ohioans to keep doing the basics to stay safe.
I ask you, keep going. Recommit to your individual efforts to stay safe, because what you do in your private lives affects everyone. Please, please, don't host that birthday party or that baby shower or that get-together to watch the football game. Don't attend the gatherings that you're invited to. Stay home when you can. Work from home if you can.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thursday Night Football will feature Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts heading down to Music City and take on the Tennessee Titans. Game is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour here. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The Supreme Court, Victoria, is not doing what some people expected it to do when it came to Obamacare. What do you think about that?
Well, we don't have a ruling yet, but it looks like based on the oral arguments, and essentially what this is, this is being seen as the final chance for the Trump administration to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. It doesn't look like it's going in that direction. This is the severability clause that they're talking about right now. This is what they're dealing with. And what that means is if the individual mandate, which essentially Roberts called it a tax back in 2012. He essentially what that means is the individual mandate when the Affordable Care Act started, if you didn't have insurance, you would be penalized. Congress went back and took that out, so there is no penalty if you don't have insurance. And now this has made it all the way back up. I think this came from Texas to the Supreme Court. They're arguing, well, since Congress got rid of the individual mandate, forcing people to have the insurance or face a penalty, since we got rid of that, we can get rid of the whole thing. And John Roberts said, it's pretty clear Congress had the chance to get rid of all of it if they wanted to, but all they did was remove the individual mandate. And so he said, it's not our job on the Supreme Court to then completely rewrite the law.
It's not their job.
And
that
so, can we repeat that again? Hold on, let me hear it.
Yep, not their job. And now,
to write
so,
law, right?
Yeah.
What did we hear? Can you guys indulge me for 1 second?
Jen, I haven't finished the other half of that sentence because Amy, your girl Amy Coney Barrett actually said the opposite. And so in her oral argument, and there were cameras, everyone's doing this virtually, so no one got a glimpse of what John Roberts' face looked like. But, you know, she, one of the reasons people were afraid of her being on the bench is because she wrote a scathing review of John Roberts' decision in 2012 when he upheld Obamacare. She's still sticking with the same thing. So she's obviously going to vote to strike the whole thing down. They have not voted yet. We don't know. Like I said, we're just basing this on what the oral arguments were. But Brett Kavanaugh sided more with John Roberts and said, you know, this kind of seems like, you know, this isn't really, this is
this
not
is
what
the
we're
old Republican Party versus the new Republican Party. That's where I come down. We were talking earlier about, you know, who the people are.
Here's the thing. I don't think so. I think this is about interpreting the law as you see it. And there are people who believe that the Obamacare law, and by the way, the individual mandate was unconstitutional. That's why they got rid of it, because you can't make people buy insurance. I don't know how people get away with that at the state level with even auto insurance, as much as it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, we're a mandatory insurance state in New Jersey.
It's the right thing to do. I don't know how in the world they get away with it, because if somebody had the wherewithal to challenge it, it would be done. So the only thing I can think of is that it's because if you decide to use a car, they might consider something, I don't know, there might be some weird loophole that they built into it. But the fear-mongering about how that the judges go in and create law, it's got to stop. It's how they interpret it. That's the thing. And so
right,
as much
but the
as
way
can
she's
say,
interpreting it, though, is exactly what everyone was afraid of that she would say. And
because she must take issue
with
it.
She's only one of nine, though.
Constitutionally. So. Exactly right. So, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of fear-mongering when there's a lot of people on the court who are just going to look at the way the law is appealed, whether they agree with Obamacare or not.
All right, let's
well, what hangs in the balance, though, is 20 million people losing their insurance during a pandemic. And I think however you want to interpret the law, you cannot be a human being without at least considering
Sadly,
that as well.
That's not the Supreme Court's job to consider that, though.
Well, that's
not, it has nothing. It should have nothing to do with how.
But that's what John Roberts is saying. But I don't know. It seems like I understand what you're saying, and you know, the point of the Supreme Court is not to design laws. That's not their job. But it still feels like that's exactly what Amy Coney Barrett said. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see where it goes.
So this is not. That's not an argument that we're going to. That will be settled necessarily.
Well, we won't know until they vote. Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about some of the COVID stuff that's going on. Fact that more people are in the hospital, but fewer are dying. This is the third wave of the virus. So we have basically the same stuff repeated every day. How many people are in? How many people are dying? What do we have to look forward to? Fauci says...
Christmas?
That the, yeah, right.
Hallmark movies? I don't know.
Most Americans will get a vaccine by April. Meanwhile, the FDA has authorized Eli Lilly's antibody treatment for emergency use. What does that mean? Experimental antibody treatment.
If you're in
treatment.
The hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. If you want to opt in and you want to try it, I think it's the same provision that Remdesivir got. So it's like Regeneron, which is the one, if you recognize that word, that's what President Trump was given, and that's still experimental as well.
Right.
And he
not
promised
to be
that
confused with Remdesivir.
Remdesivir does it has a different, it does a totally different thing. Regeneron is similar to this antibody one, which basically it boosts your immune system. These are not real antibodies, they're synthetic, but apparently they're pretty close to mimicking how our bodies react.
Remdesivir is an antiviral, and the other one is just antibodies. But that's the thing. After Trump had Regeneron, he said he was going to expedite using Operation Warp Speed or whatever, you know, whatever they're calling
Warp
it,
Speed.
To try to make that available because
he's going to ludicrous speed from Warp Speed.
From Spaceballs. But as soon as he took it, he said the next day he felt great, and so.
He was also, the thing is, though, it's difficult because he was on, what, $700,000 worth of medicine? He also was on the dexamethasone. That's what actually makes you feel like Superman.
You know,
we don't know how the Regeneron really
pointing out
him.
That it was $700,000 shows you how ludicrous, speaking of ludicrous.
Yeah,
speed,
who can afford that?
How ludicrous the
person.
Cost of drugs are in this country and the insurance. Oh, my God, what a ridiculous. I just am thinking about some of the other, as you said, Warp Speed, and I had to go to ludicrous speed, thinking about some of the outfits. Rick Moranis in that Darth Vader.
Did anyone ever did they ever find the guy who assaulted Rick Moranis?
I don't know.
I don't know. I forgot about that already. Oh,
so here's something good.
I know.
I don't know whether this is good or not. You have to make up your own mind about this. If you're a golfer, golf was the physical and mental safe haven for a lot of people who've had cabin fever because of the virus this year. As a matter of fact, September saw a 25% increase in the number of rounds played year over year. That's the fifth straight month in a row to surpass last year's totals. Equipment sales have increased 42% year over year. $1 billion worth of golf equipment was sold just in third quarter alone. Up next, a focus on veterans. This is Veterans Week, and we have somebody that has been very close to items of interest. Why do veterans matter? I think that's maybe a silly question, but we'll get to the heart of a certain aspect of veterans in their lives in just a moment or two here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, quick and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Keep house and letter license and all 50 states and LLC, consumer access.org, number 330.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros in more ways than ever before during our Provember event. We have deals on the brands you trust, like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. We also have credit options you won't want to miss. Plus, for 5 days only, November 9th through the 13th, bring in an old bucket from one of our competitors and get a brand new 5-gallon Lowe's branded bucket free. Just one more reason why we're the new home for pros. Limit one bucket per customer while supplies last. U.S. only.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Now 44 after the hour on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Ken Leslie here from Veterans Matter, the National Homeless Veterans Housing Program, part of our focus here. Mr. Leslie, welcome to the DJV program.
Good morning. Hi, Doug, Jen, Victoria. Thank you for having us. A big fan of the show. And I do want to say thank you for always being there for the veterans.
Whenever Well, it's something that I feel strongly about. What is, let's talk about this program. How are you involved? How did this get envisioned? Who's behind it? What are they doing?
So Veterans Matter started accidentally in Toledo, Ohio, to house 35 local veterans. And it's real simple. There's a long-term permanent housing program that they get plugged into by with the VA. And then after they're housed, they get case management. The problem was they didn't have, here in Toledo, they didn't have a $600 deposit. And I asked them, so what do you do when they don't have the deposit? And they said, well, everything we can. We take them around the churches and VFWs and help them beg for it. And this is 2012. And that's what broke my heart. So that night came out this idea, Veterans Matter, we take care of our own, write the check straight to landlord, 100% success rate every single time. In permanent housing, that has a 91% success rate.
Where's the money come from that you're providing? How do you get the money to help these veterans?
You know, a good share of it comes from regular Americans like you and me who just care, who 99% of the veterans that we house don't even know that it's Veterans Matter that houses them. It's the donors directly get to the veterans and help provide that deposit to get them housed immediately. Mm-hmm. So we've got corporations, foundations, the music industry, big national radio campaign going on today. There's a whole host of ways of people rallying up. This is a grassroots thing. And what's so cool about it is it's just people saying, hey, I got this idea. This is what we can do to house more veterans.
So when you say, well, let's dig into this a little bit more. How is it determined who can get this housing? Where is the, you know, people standing in line for this? These are people that are homeless, that have been serving our country, that the country has basically turned its back on, in terms of the government anyway. So how do you decide, how does whoever it is that decides who gets this, because there are many more that need it than you can provide for?
That's a great question. So the real credit goes to the VA homeless program social workers. They find the homeless veterans. HUD provides this long-term housing voucher for the veterans, for the homeless veterans. So we know they're homeless. We know they're veterans. And this long-term housing voucher, once they're housed, they're getting case management. And like I said, that's why it has a 91% success rate keeping them housed. So what is determined is if you're homeless and on the streets, that's how you qualify for the program. It's called HUD VASH. So virtually every single dollar we deploy results in another veteran housed every single time because the VA lets us know when there are veterans who don't have the deposit. Mm-hmm. If they have other resources, they send them there. So our donors get the privilege to be like guardian angels to veterans who might be on their knees praying for a way to find the deposit to get into that ready housing.
Does the government get involved at all?
I think what you're doing is fantastic. There's just mm-hmm. been local stories. I live in Los Angeles, and there have been stories about VA property being given to homeless vets, and then the city gets involved, and they try to take that away. Do you have any interaction? I mean, do the governments cooperate in most cases, or do you get some pushback?
No, absolutely. This is a national program that because of the VA's engagement at the ground level, they're able to do it. Los Angeles is a different story in itself with a whole host of different...
tell us about that. Yeah.
America. We could talk for a long time. You're right.
But, you know, this grew because Dusty Hill was ZZ Top asked me to expand to Houston, and then John Mellencamp did the same thing in Indiana, and then Mitch Albom, along with some money from Katy Perry, Kid Rock, really made it start growing, and we've now housed over 4,000 veterans in 25 states nationwide.
Amazing. Right. Great work.
Yeah, I just think that there's such a need for this. What's the website is veteransmatter.org, right, for donations?
Yeah, they can just Google us, and they'll find us.
Veteransmatter.org. Ken Leslie here for Veterans Day. Thank you, sir.
Doug, Jen, Victoria, thank you so much.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Moving into a particular zone, I love going into this zone with Laura Banks, who's a great friend. She's been very active through her life and all kinds of things. You said something a little while ago that made me think, though, of, you know, why you meet people and what goes on and so forth and so on. Your story of your mother and my story of my mother are very similar. And so I wonder what that has done. Maybe that explains our dysfunction.
Well, some people think that we had dysfunction.
I don't know.
It's the front of the hand, back of the hand syndrome, Doug. It's dysfunction and genius all at the same time. All you have to do is watch The Queen's Gambit on Netflix right now to see the epitome of dysfunction and genius. And well, that's what it is. I mean, we saw complete, breakdown, and we didn't have communication, if I had to guess your world and mine, and we built bridges of language and got better. Many people do. You know,
so did you have a hard time trusting people? Or is that part of my Scorpio horoscopic astrological landscape? Which comes first, me being a Scorpio, or maybe it's because I don't think Pisces, which is my moon sign, and I'm an Aquarius rising, I don't think that has the same sort of tentativeness to it as Scorpio does.
Scorpio sun and Aquarius rising would make you, you'd have to work to be your friend. You know, I had to work to become your friend. It didn't. Whereas I'm an Aries, I'm a little more, hello, hi, knocking on the door of Doug.
Who's that knocking at my door? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
But I, on the other hand, am an Aries. I'm an open book. I'm childlike. I'm naive. I'm gullible. We're a little more, oh, wait, that was stupid. Don't do that again. Whereas I am a little,
I'm plenty gullible.
And maybe that Pisces moon, which just wants to believe so desperately in the deliciousness of people and then gets kind of disillusioned again, you know, watches his back.
As we move ahead here astrologically, into the end of the year. Most of the planets that have been in retrograde are out and will be out by the end of the year. So at the moment, moving ahead, we see some action on COVID. We see a lot of other things that seem to be changing. And as we were talking about change in a conversation you and I had earlier, there is much change afoot. And so people who are frustrated because they don't have the life that they had don't see ahead. What are the stars doing to open all of this up?
Well, so we've had Mercury retrograde Mars, retrograde Venus in its fall position in Virgo, and Jupiter's uncomfortable in Capricorn. So this is important because Venus represents justice. Jupiter brings good fortune. So what we can rely on going forward is ensuring that things will run smoothly in such a large-scale operation. So all these planets not performing as well can make this process arduous and inaccurate. So I'm predicting that in general there will not be a clear understanding of how things are going to move until that Saturn goes into Aquarius in December, December 19th. But I'm seeing what's going on. I predicted to you we were going to have a big turnaround around Christmas. Mm-hmm. To me, the Biden presidency is a turnaround in the right direction. I think the stock market is suggesting that as well. And the fact that we're moving into what has been the dawning with the hair and the musical on Broadway all about this age of Aquarius. This
the
is
dawning
it.
Of the age.
This
we
is
can
the
sing
dawning
that.
Dawning of the age of Aquarius. Aquarius. So it's happening that Venus has been there all along to support this really nasty conjunction we've been in the middle of with Pluto there expanding. It's all dark, its energy around Saturn. But Venus and Jupiter are there to save the day. So it's what we talked about earlier today, which is change is good. We've been shaken up like crazy, and we're going to come out the other side better. We are. It's hard to believe, you know, Donald Trump and everything that people can say or not say about it. He completely transformed how we vote and don't vote. What's going on economically, we're not going to be the same on the other side, thank God, because honestly, I don't think it was working so great when it was all working.
No, it hasn't. Lots of stuff hasn't worked well, and he's done a lot of good, as far as I'm concerned, in many different areas. Maybe his personality is what we don't like, but there are some things that have happened that have been very beneficial, moving us along, because that's what we have to do. Like it or lump it, you've got to learn to move along.
Right.
And I think that astrology is a great help for me anyway in that area, because it does put I don't know that I know how to use it well, or, you know, you have the information and you sort of put it in a box and you don't go to it as you need to. And that's
different signs fare better through this whole thing. If you're a water sign, a Pisces or a Cancer or a Scorpio, you're going to have a harder time with this because you're too emotional about everything going on. Whereas a Capricorn will just breeze through, or a Virgo breeze through.
Let's hear it for the Capricorns. That's Laura Banks. What's your number for people to find you?
Oh, 352-552-1243.
There it is. Laura Banks, here with Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.